Does cracking your knuckles make your bones weak? सोच में पड़ गए ना? बेहतरीन. That's kind of the whole point of this new podcast. We want to make you think. Think about science, think about the world, and most importantly, think about your body. We're going to bring on some experts to give you the correct answers and also to make you laugh. It's going to be a fun ride. Our bodies are multiple complex systems. Think of it, there's the skeletal system which supports the entire body. Then there are muscles which hold it all together. And on top of all of this is our skin, which covers everything. Of course, there is the nervous system, the cardiovascular system, the digestive system, and all of those other wonderful apparatuses. For today's episode, however, we will be speaking about the first part. We'll talk about the skeletal system. Does cracking your knuckles lead to arthritis? Is there a way to grow taller? What causes a disc to slip? And to discuss all of this, we have with us a very special guest today. Today we have Dr. Madan Vora. Born and brought up in Mumbai, he is an avid sportsman and has competed at the national and state level programs in cricket, football and lawn tennis. His love for sport and his desire to be a doctor led him to his profession as an orthopedic and sports medicine specialist. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Vora.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So excited to have you here. There's so many wonderful questions that people have and so many complex questions that probably don't have answers. But it's nice to have, you know, a voice of reason and a voice of science, because in all of this misinformation clutter, kabhi kabhi inke answers kho jate hain. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what led you to doing this and how you decided to get into this area.
So, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to do, is actually put my voice out there. I've actually, like you said, I've been an avid sportsman. I have always wanted to be an athlete and I've always wanted to be known in some form or the other. The day I picked medicine, I thought that is impossible. But I think social media gives everyone a voice. It gives everyone a platform. So when I felt that I had this opportunity to put myself out there, use my medical qualifications to good use and actually break, you know, some stereotypes, bust some myths, put out valuable information for everyone out there related to my niche, it's something that I really, you know, really got excited about, and I took to it like a fish takes to water. So super excited to have gone through that journey. A lot of nice people who went through that journey before me, like yourself, and you know, gave us that sort of inspiration and courage to take that leap. And yeah, that's how we've reached this position, talking to each other today. So yeah, great journey.
Woohoo! I love that. So I think my first question really is in terms of, there's so much misinformation out there, which I feel very confused by, because as much as what we can do and what we can try to do to counter that misinformation, there's still so many things that exist that honestly, hum jitni koshish kar le, we won't be able to bust. Yeah. So in terms of those, what are your favorite bits of misinformation or myths that you hear about our joints and our bones and, you know, our skeletal system?
Absolutely. Like you brought them up, you know, this is something that has been passed on from generation to generation. The most common thing that we hear is about knuckle cracking, and we hear this coming from grandmothers. You know, you hear people saying, yaar meri dadi bol rahi hai ki knuckle cracking mat kar, arthritis ho jayega. Yaar meri dadi bolti hai ki usko arthritis ho gaya hai kyunki, you know, they have done this back in the day. You know, another thing that we keep hearing is, hang on the rod, you'll grow taller. And they really think it plays a huge role in the person's height. So there's so many things that you hear on a day-to-day basis, and I'm glad we're going to be talking about it today.
Okay. So bust this myth for me. Yeah. And then we'll talk more about incredible things you hear on the internet. tell me about this. Does cracking your knuckles really do anything?
So absolutely not. This is something that really needs to be put out there. And let me simplify it for someone who doesn't understand anything about the body. We all know we have joints. Now, what are joints? Joints are the position where two or more bones join in a particular manner. That is what a joint is. Now, your joint...
I have a different definition of a joint. But
tell me.
We will be very polite.
This is not in syllabus for me, but maybe Cutris can tell you more about it on another episode. Okay, so our joints now have a joint capsule. Now, when that capsule is stretched, now, when does that happen? When you, let's say, bend a particular finger or you extend it, there is a negative pressure that is created. And because of that vacuum that is created, aapka jo synovial fluid rehta hai, which is basically the lubricating part of your joint, usme gas bubbles are formed, nitrogen bubbles are formed. When you end up stretching and extending your fingers, those nitrogen bubbles, they crack or they pop. And that is the knuckle cracking sound that you hear. It's as simple as that. When that crack or pop occurs, aapko awaaz aata hai aur aapko lagta hai, damn, is there something wrong with me? So the next time your dadi or anyone tells you, don't crack your knuckles or cracking your knuckles is going to cause arthritis, you have this explanation to give them. It's just the busting or the popping of nitrogen gas bubbles within your synovial fluid, within your joint. It's as simple as that.
So is it like farting in your bones?
So I'll tell you why it's not like farting, because you can probably go on a spree of farts one after another. And ironically, you can't go on a spree of knuckle cracking. Okay. And this is very interesting because, like I explained, once that bubble has been popped, it takes a certain amount of time for that bubble to be formed again.
Just like a fart.
Maybe. It takes a certain amount of time, which is why you must have noticed that when you do crack your knuckles, you probably can't crack them immediately, at least within the same joint. You can't pop the same gas bubble because it's going to take some time to be formed again. Yeah.
Ooh, impressive.
How's that? That's some bubble popping right there for you.
That's some bone farting. It's forever going to be bone farting in my head.
Joint farting. That's a better term. Joint farting.
Theek hai. Koi baat nahi. Be pedantic. Why don't you? but seriously, since we're talking about common myths about bones and joints that way, another thing that I hear very, very commonly is that, you also mentioned this, that latak jao kahin pe, like find a bar or find, well, not vaisa wala bar, but like rod wala bar.
Cutris has different meanings for everything related to exercise, sports medicine, and orthopedics.
Listen, I love the variety in life, okay?
Absolutely.
Ek meaning pe aise apna silo nahi karte apne worldview ko.
Done.
But, you know, like a rod you find, or you find like a tall place and you just sort of hinge yourself from there. And if you hang like that, your body will get stretched and its height badh jayegi. Is there any merit to this? Matlab, kuch bhi hota hai isse?
Once again, absolutely no merit to this. Aapko jitna zindagi mein latakna hai, aap latak lo. Isse koi farak nahi padne wala. Very frankly, and this needs to be put out there, is your height is dependent 80% on your genes, on your genetics. You have your parents to thank or not thank for that, depending on which way you want to look at it. There are some studies that show that sleeping adequately, a certain amount of hours, resting properly, exercising, eating healthy, nutritious food, balanced diets, all of that plays a small amount of role. But I don't think we have reached that point where we can actually pinpoint and say, do this and your height will improve. Whether you play basketball, whether you cycle, whether you hang on a rod, it frankly doesn't matter. Exercise in general will play a certain amount of role, but it's significantly, significantly smaller. So particularly hanging on a rod isn't going to make a difference. No.
This is actually really interesting because, you know, you see all of these ads in the newspapers ki ye wala tel laga lo, ya ye wala joote mein insole laga lo, ya ye wali dawai kha lo. I remember when I was younger, hum wo khate the. Calcium sandos aati thi, giraffe wali.
Yeah.
Which was quite tasty for what it's
absolutely
worth. Uska sundar sa giraffe ka bottle bhi tha. Aise Flintstones wale vitamins bhi aate the. Wo bhi main bahut shauk se khati thi. But, you know, it's really interesting to think about it, that we've been fed this idea for so long.
Yeah.
Instead of just simply saying exercise is good for you, exercise kar le yaar.
Absolutely.
Nee, exercise karo, lambe ho jayenge.
Yeah.
Exercise karo, patle ho jayenge.
True.
Since exercise is talked about so often, I think one area that we always tend to miss out on, or tend to have even more misinformation than usual, which is a champion achievement. Bhai, itna misinformation ek section mein kaise bhar lete hain log? Particularly about periods.
Mm-hmm.
Ki periods pe ye nahi karna hai, wo nahi karna hai, you should be completely resting, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. Waise itne restrictions hote hain. And then a lot of people say that you should not exercise on your period. And what's the science behind that? Science me up. Like, give me some real good information on this that...
Are you sure? I'm not going to get any no uterus, no opinion.
Listen, I don't like that. As long as we worship the altar of science, I like it.
Lovely. Okay. I believe that when someone is going through their period, listening to your body is the most important thing. I don't like to be on either extreme and say exercise mat karo. I don't like to be on the other extreme and say exercise karo. Medically, can you exercise? You absolutely can. Should you exercise? If your body is okay, go ahead and do it. That's the take that I like to have. Rather than say that exercise aapko karna hi hai, aapke liye achha hi hai, aapko karna hi hai. Coming to the benefits of exercise during your PMS or your period phase, of course, release of endorphins, natural painkillers can really help you go through the sort of painful phase. Again, very easy for me to say not having gone through it, but I can completely understand that this is obviously not a very comfortable time to actually exercise. In terms of elevating your mood, that is where it plays a huge, huge role, according to me. Apart from this, I think it can really help relieve most of the other symptoms that those who menstruate actually go through. Once again, should you do it? Can you do it? Totally depends on your current stage. It could so happen that during one cycle, you're able to do it, and during another cycle, you're probably not able to do it. If your body demands a rest day, give it the rest day. It's totally okay. You're not missing out on anything. If your body feels okay, do something. Now, what can you do? The idea is to do light to moderate intensity and volume. Don't overdo it. You don't really want to push your boundaries during these couple of days. You've got the rest of the month to do that anyway. Yoga and Pilates, great results during this time. People are very, very happy with it. They genuinely say that it reduces their pain a lot. They are able to really go through this phase very comfortably because they have incorporated yoga and Pilates. So that is something that people can really try and incorporate. However, the takeaway would be, listen to your body. It knows more than you think, and it will give you an answer.
I actually love that, you know, we're going into such detailed, nuanced answers, because very often, especially on the internet, you know, especially in the era of like these 15-second videos,
yeah,
all of these incredibly complex topics have been reduced to 15-second ka reel banana or 15-second ka short banana.
Jahan aap sirf bol sakte ho karna hai ya nahi karna hai, utna bata do. Like, that's the only information. Absolutely.
And I feel like the more and more I learn about a certain topic, the more and more I realize that, you know, answers are not so black and white. There's so much nuance to these.
True.
So thank you for answering that so beautifully. Here's another question which may not have this sort of nuance, and I feel like it may have a very simple yes or no answer, actually. Since we are talking about periods, and very often you hear ki ladkiyon ko weightlifting nahi karna chahiye, and you know, you'll get bulky, or
absolutely,
you'll get too much testosterone in your body. It's going to harm you. It's going to hurt you. So what does the sports doctor have to say about weight training for women?
The sports doctor is a big advocate for weight training in general and for women incorporating weight training. That is something that really pushes me every day to do what I do on social media, because the kind of messages that I honestly end up getting is that I never thought I would exercise, let alone work out, let alone go to the gym. And these are girls who are probably deadlifting as much as I do right now. So that just makes me so, so happy. Just how you get happy when people take the vaccine, the cervical cancer vaccine. This is my happiness when I get that in my DMs. You know, girls or women who otherwise feel that they're going to get bulky, you need to understand that your hormonal profile is very different from the man. You do not have the amount of testosterone that men do. You will not really get bulked up the way men do. You will get toned. And at the end of the day, you do want to get toned. The other very important thing is that a lot of girls and women get into weight training and they've understood its benefits because they really feel that it's going to make their butt look better. It's going to make their legs look better. And they do it from the aesthetics point of view. Do I have a problem with that? I really don't, because it's getting them to exercise. But the one thing that I want to put out there is that women and bone health is a massive, massive discussion, a massive, massive thing that you need to keep in mind. Once you cross the age of 30, your bone mineral density keeps reducing once you cross the age of 30.
Could you explain what bone mineral density is?
So bone mineral density, basically our bone is made up of different kinds of cells. To put it as simply as possible, there are certain cells which actually help in the production of more and more bone. There are certain cells which actually help in destruction of bone. Now, our aim is to go about life to ensure that the destruction of bone process, the rate is reduced. So bone mineral density basically talks about the balance between the cells in your bones, which actually help in production of more and more bone, and the cells which cause destruction of bone. So hame kya karna hai? We have to work on factors that increase production of more and more bone, and we have to work on factors that decrease the rate of destruction of the bone. Now, how will you do that? taking foods rich in calcium and vitamin D is one. And second is exercise. So especially in women, and this is definitely more prominent after menopause because your level of estrogens also starts fluctuating that time. That is why women experience what we call as osteoporosis, which is decrease in bone mineral density, which basically increases their risk of fractures. So if you start exercising today, your body will actually thank you 20, 25, 30 years later. And this is more and more important for women than it is for men, because women are the ones post-menopause, because of the hormonal changes, they are more prone to developing osteoporosis. So aapka jo bone mineral density hai, wo 30 ke baad girne wala hai. Wo men mein bhi girega, women mein bhi girega. Men do have that hormonal protection, which women lose after menopause. So the reason I'm trying to advocate it being an orthopedic is not because I want women's butts to look better, which I do. That's a separate topic. But because I want them to preserve their bone mineral density as much as possible, I want them to reduce the rate at which their bone mineral density declines after the age of 30, 40, 50. For that, you need to wake up at 20, 25, 30, not at 50, 55, 60, when you already come to me with a vertebral fracture, when you just slipped while sitting on the chair and a very small thing actually ended up causing a fracture because your bone mineral density is already so low. So wake up today.
This is so important because I feel like, I mean, this is not a lesson I was ever given when I was younger. As a woman, as you know, a person with this kind of genitalia, with this kind of hormones, you have to be more proactive about your bone health and you have to care more about it. Matlab suna to sabne hai ki calcium supplement khalo, but iska science kya hai, iska logic kya hai, we never really explained that in detail. Since we are talking about hormones and the impact it has on your body, I feel like a very important conversation to have here is about something that's very sort of particular to my niche. And I feel like this is like, if there were a Venn diagram of your niche and my niche, intersection iska ye hota. Because such a common question that if you masturbate, you will lose testosterone, which will hurt your gym gains. Yeah. You know, if you masturbate, you will lose protein from your body. And of course, that's going to hurt your gym gains again. So what's the science behind it? Does masturbation, do orgasms, these things, do they really affect how your body processes protein, keeps protein, or functions with its testosterone? What do you have to say about that?
This is very interesting. And we'll divide it into two parts. We've got masturbation and orgasm, and we're talking about A, protein, and B, testosterone. Now, when it comes to protein, the male masturbation ejaculate will have an insignificant amount of protein. You probably have to masturbate 1,000 times a day or 1,000 times a week for it to even reach a significant amount, which otherwise also can be supplemented with your diet or whatever it is. But it's irrelevant. You're not going to possibly be able to masturbate to cause any sort of significant protein loss. So that is to completely out of the window. Aapko,
gym bros, please take note.
Absolutely. Hilana hai hilalo. Hashtag hilalo fir uthalo. Masturbate and then lift. Okay. Now, moving on from there to the second part, which is testosterone. And this is interesting because you may have noticed, and this is especially the men who have actually masturbated and reached climax, and then they go on to lift and they feel a decrease in their energy and they think it's testosterone related. That's where you're wrong. What you need to understand is that when your emotions are at a high, when you are at a point of your sexual arousal, your prolactin levels increase, your dopamine increases. After ejaculation, those come down, and that is why you're getting a sense of tiredness and fatigue, which is letting you to believe that testosterone is the culprit. Please take note, there are enough studies that have been conducted where men have actually been subjected to masturbation followed by workouts, and testosterone is not the culprit. Testosterone kam nahi hone wala hai. It is not going to affect your muscle gain. It is not going to affect your muscle loss. So go ahead, do as you please, do as you wish. However, you will get a perceived sense of fatigue and tiredness post-masturbation, and this has been seen, but this is not due to testosterone, it is due to other things. Does this mean that I am saying don't masturbate before lifting? Absolutely not. This can be absolutely subjective person to person. There are those who have done it and they go ahead and train. It will not affect your workout routine. It will not affect the amount you can lift. It will not affect the amount of muscle you can gain or lose. It is just a sense of tiredness, and that is because of prolactin and dopamine. It's not because of testosterone.
I love this. I feel like this is such a good thappad in the faces of people who keep making up these nonsensical non-facts. And, you know, it's like, basically, gyan mat pelo, yaar. It's not correct.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you for so much for that wonderful and incisive answer. And I feel like that adds so much to this clutter and noise on these kind of topics. And so much of these wonderful conversations and questions and answers get lost in this amount of misinformation noise that's there on the internet. And I feel like another thing that's really popped up in the past 2 years, especially, I mean, you know, living in this post-COVID era, separate from the before times, one thing we've seen is that we just
BC
not...
is before COVID now.
Before COVID.
That's real BC.
New history.
New history.
And one of the things that we see so much is we don't get enough exercise, we don't get enough outside time because we're all stuck to our screens. So how do you propose, and like what would be your suggestion for people who are still not getting enough exercise, or maybe not able to go to the gym, or maybe not wanting to go to the gym, or things like that?
No, definitely. There was a time when people thought the screen light gives them vitamin D. It's actually sunlight.
Ayyo.
Nahin, mazak tha, PJ tha. Sorry.
Listen, I would believe anything. I would believe anything. Yeah. You know, on a tangent, I saw something about butthole sunning. And yeah, and okay. Like there's actually people who have a collective and they lay out in the sun, like they part their ass cheeks like that. So their butthole is exposed to the sun. And they say it's a natural testosterone badhta hai aur vitamin D absorption better hota hai.
Wow.
I wish I was making this up, but then I saw these pictures of like, you know, like hundreds of people just like standing there in the sun with their ass cheeks parted. It's so strange.
Since we're on vitamin D, can I tell you something very cool about vitamin D?
Yes, always.
Okay, so obviously everyone knows that sunlight is a great source of vitamin D. The funny part is, and since this is now in the news currently, that Delhi and Mumbai's air quality is so poor, the pollution levels are so high, there are actual studies that have now come out saying that in cities like Mumbai and Delhi, you're probably not getting vitamin D from the sunlight because the layers of pollution are so high that they are blocking the rays from hitting your skin and for your skin to actually absorb the vitamin D. So for anyone in an urban city who's moving around between 10 to 2 thinking this is my walk just to get vitamin D, you're probably not getting enough vitamin D. Just thought I should tell you that. That's
like
a really cool
sunscreen.
New thing. Yes. So, yeah. Getting back to your question, we've had so many issues post-COVID because right from kids spending excessive time on their screens to everyone in the, you know, early 20s or mid-20s, early 30s population who is either studying or they are, you know, just working long hours in front of a screen, whether you are working or you are, you know, just consuming health influencer content on social media, which we really advocate. No, I'm just kidding. But there's so many problems that have happened because they've just been in those particular postures for long, long durations of time. They've not gotten out. They've not just joined a gym or taken some sort of physical activity, which they would have done probably before COVID. So this is for people of all age group. And, you know, the message out there is that just get up and move. You know, there's a lot of talk about neck pains, back pains, and a lot of issues because people are seated in a particular position. You know, the latest research actually isn't in favor of a lot of posture correction techniques or in favor of a lot of fancy equipment to really improve your posture. The latest research actually says that you will have postural problems when you are staying in a particular position for long durations of time. So the problem isn't ki aapka neck flexed hai aur aapka back bent hai aur aap baithe ho. That is, you know, told that you have to be with your shoulders upright, your chest out, your neck straight. The problem is that you are in that position for a really long time. So the idea is to get up every 1 hour and actually move yourself, confuse your body, free up those muscles, just release all of that tension, and you'll actually realize that you won't be suffering from these nagging pains, aches, and in turn, postural problems. Now, taking it one step ahead is actually going out and exercising.
Actually, I have a question right there. I'm sorry to stop you. But one of the things that I've heard very, very commonly in like going out and exercising is ki bachchon ko gym nahi jana chahiye. You know, that, you know, mothers get really worried about, you know, especially sending their sons to the gym ki it's not a good idea. It's going to affect your height. It's going to affect your growth, things like that. So what's the style? Is there any science behind
this? So, you know, this is something that really annoys me because whenever I go to the gym, I don't see anyone below the age of 18. You know, they are, the parents are very into sending them for tennis coaching, swimming class. classes and football classes, all of that is good. But why can't they lift weights? So, you know, you really need to understand, and this goes towards, you know, growth plates. Your growth plates are basically present at the ends of your long bones in your body, and they are responsible for eventually your height growing. अभी लोगों को लगता है कि अगर वो वेट लिफ्टिंग करेंगे तो उनका हाइट स्टंट हो जाएगा, दे विल नॉट रियली ग्रो एनी मोर. दिस इज एब्सोल्युटली फॉल्स. जो नेचुरल प्रोग्रेशन है आपका ग्रोथ प्लेट का, आपके बोन्स के ग्रोथ का, दैट इज गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू इरिस्पेक्टिव. द इश्यू अकर्स व्हेन यू डू इट विद अ बैड फॉर्म और बैड टेक्निक एंड यू गेट एन इंजरी टू दैट ग्रोथ प्लेट. When you injure the growth plate, that is when it can affect the growth of that long bone and hence your height. But your growth plate can be injured in a road accident also, in the fan falling over it also, in getting injured while playing that tennis also, while playing
while
football
also.
Exactly. So, ऐसा नहीं है कि वो आप जिमिंग करोगे उससे आपका ग्रोथ प्लेट को इश्यू होगा. So, my advice will be to everyone out there, please incorporate weight training as much as possible. I know it's not the first time I've said this in this talk, but that's how big an advocate I am for it. Take proper care in terms of a fitness trainer. Take help. There's nothing wrong in it. Take proper advice. Take proper guidance. When you follow the right form and the right technique, aapko injury nahi hogi. Just the way you go for tennis coaching, wahan coach aapko help karta hai, gym mein aapko fitness trainer help karega. So yes, kids below the age of 18 absolutely can go to the gym, absolutely can lift weights and do resistance training. And every year that you delay starting it is a year too late.
Fantastic. I love how much vazan you've added to the weight training con. I'm not even ashamed of this terrible joke. But no, honestly, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure having you here and busting these myths for us and talking about these wonderful things in a science-backed manner, which I think is often something that's missing, you know, and that's the whole intent behind this whole podcast, so that we bring voices of reason and voices of science who have the passion and, you know, put vazan in their weight training talk. Thank you so much for being here, Manan. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute delight. And I really hope hashtag pehle hilao fir uthao becomes a t-shirt.
Dude, we should do it. Done. Let's do it.
Done. This is the merch you were talking about.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.